Today, General Motors and Chrysler announced that sales are up almost 20% over last year, and GM saw that rise, selling more than 220,000 vehicles in September, even with the recall of millions of cars with faulty ignition switches that have been linked to deaths. Overall, the auto industry has seen about a 10% rise in car sales, which are seen as a key indicator of U.S. consumer confidence. Let's bring in CNN's Maggie Lake. Maggie, what's happening? Why all these sales?
Yeah, Robin, I think this is really the story of the recovery playing out before us. I mean, we weren't just back to school shopping. We were out making major purchases. You have a stable economy, people feeling a little bit better about jobs, and financing and leasing is getting easier to secure. And we know that's important for those big ticket items. And finally, there's some terrific deals out there. There was pretty heavy discounting, especially if you look at trucks and SUVs, and those were some of the models that were really moving off the lots.
I was going to ask, what kinds of cars were people buying?
Yeah, we're still addicted to the big cars, you know, and it's not just the housing. It's the folks with families trudging off to soccer practice. But when you do have those kind of discounts, you are going to get people out. And for all of the, especially for GM and Chrysler, it was really the trucks, the SUVs, and the crossovers, too. Not just the big gas guzzlers, but the crossovers continued to do really well.
Well, talk about General Motors, though. Earlier this week, we got the news that the number of deaths linked to GM's defective ignition switches, if the keys are too heavy, you know, and the keys chain, they were just shutting it off, had risen to 23 terrible stories, and they've recalled more than 2 million cars. So how is it that their sales have shot up?
I think that's a really good question, especially because there has been so much press about this and about the recalls and the deaths and GM's handling of it. Listen, I think there are a couple things going on. First of all, if you price it, you know, people will maybe put those safety concerns behind. A lot of people do think it's something that happened in the past. And if GM's making some of the newer models very attractive, and some of their incentives were up 30% year over year, so they're bringing those price tags down. When people come in for a recall, a lot of them, we are hearing anecdotally, are being told by the dealers, hey, we'll take that car off you and take a look at this new model we have with this really attractive price. And also another big thing to keep in mind is I think GM and also Chrysler, by the way, really taking advantage of the fact that Ford is transitioning off some of its older models to some brand new, especially when you're looking in the truck segment, this brand new F-150. And some of GM's strongest performance was in the Silverado pickup area. So to a certain extent, GM and Chrysler seem to be benefiting from this sort of transition period for Ford.
Well, but talk about that, because Ford saw a slump in sales. Is that why?
I think it's a large part of it. That's certainly how Ford is playing this. They're weaning people off those models. They want them to take a look at this new, especially this F-150. The company really banking their future on this. It's made of aluminum. It's supposed to have much better gas mileage. So they don't want people coming in and looking at those older models. So they're retransitioning on the manufacturing front. But I do want to mention with Ford, too, they are very exposed to Europe. So I don't think we can just think that this is transition to new models.
What do you mean by that?
They are the fourth biggest seller of cars in Europe. They're more exposed to Europe. They have more business in Europe than GM and Chrysler do. They have a big presence there. Europe was supposed to be recovering, and their economy is just not. While the U.S. is taking off, Europe is actually, there are fears they're going back into recession. So that weakness really is taking a hit on Ford. They thought those sales would be better, and they're not. They're lagging. And that's why they gave that big profit warning just a few days ago.
And you say Mustang sales fell almost 30% in September as Ford, as you say, tries to sell off the old models ahead of the release of a new Mustang. They got to get rid of the old ones. CNN's Maggie Lake on the view from the car lot, which is pretty darn good.
And it certainly is.
Yeah, she says that's one of the best signs of the economy. Maggie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.